Protests around the world have led to dramatic confrontations between civilians and police, but there have also been many moments of understanding. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg reports from Grand Junction, where two unlikely allies have started a conversation about police violence.
Stay strong, guys.
On a hot and sunny afternoon, more than 50 young demonstrators march through the small city's downtown. The crowd includes several players from Colorado Mesa University's football team. And toward the back, their coach, Tremaine Jackson, who's black, says they're here to stand up for George Floyd and also stand up against the racism they experience in this community.
This issue is something that I live with daily. I just happen to be the head football coach here. And so we're not going to run from the issues at all. We just want to address it. Make sure it's acknowledged and form a plan to move on.
As the group continues down Main Street, they get some stares, but also encouragement from passersby.
Good for you. Keep going.
They're headed for the Grand Junction police station, not for a conflict, but to meet with a man Coach Jackson has already been talking with.
We're planning on kind of setting an example and addressing some of the issues that we need to address, quite frankly.
Police Chief Doug Shoemaker is white. Jackson reached out to him after the chief wrote a long thread of tweets condemning Floyd's death.
So we're going to do that as a team, one team. And I think once we start respecting the rights of one another and we start talking about those things openly, maybe we can be an example for other places.
Inside the police station, things quickly go from united to more complex as Chief Shoemaker takes questions from the crowd. One young man says he's personally seen injustice from Grand Junction Police.
I need action. I don't want to talk.
And he questions why it took a tragedy to address the issues he believes are in the department.
How long have you been on the staff? We could have been talking.
We could have been talking, he says.
Let's go.
Okay.
Then walks out, a small group following him. Coach Jackson tells his players to stay put, but others in the room are still frustrated.
I'm saying he's going to acknowledge that there's a problem.
We know that.
Chief, have you acknowledged that there's a problem?
Big problem.
Thank you. He's acknowledged it.
Thank you.
And I think that's what we need, man.
Chief Shoemaker tells the group that one way they can make a difference is to join his department themselves.
Seriously. It's an open application process all year round.
Then one of the young protesters walks up to the chief and shakes his hand.
I don't know what the plan is, but this is the first step.
Chief Shoemaker asks him and everyone else in the crowded lobby to hold him accountable for making his department better.
Give us some time. This is not an overnight thing. This is a marathon, not a sprint. But my pledge to you, on film, and even on our own department film, is that hold me accountable.
That includes Coach Jackson, who says the two of them are going to start having regular talks about shifting the culture of racism.
We're going to meet as many times as we need to meet in order to make change.
For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.